Okay, guys, it's Troy with Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm here with your daily nerd brief for September 4th, the day after a long holiday weekend for a lot of you guys. You're probably all still recovering. Your first day back to work after a long weekend. I know it's got to suck. There's not a lot here to tell you guys today, so let's go ahead and jump right in. Marvel Comics and Monster Energy Drink had a little lawsuit going. Marvel Comics has their Monsters Unleashed title of comics. They were trying to get that trademarked. And Monster Energy Drink, they didn't like that idea because they said it was too similar to their Monster Energy and Unleash the Beast slogans. So they had a little bit of a court battle there. And it looks like Marvel has kind of stopped using the Monsters Unleashed title. Those books weren't really selling good for them anyway. They didn't plan on using it in the future, so they contacted Monster Energy and said, hey, we're just going to drop this trademark if you guys drop your lawsuit. So they did, and now we won't have Monsters Unleashed from Marvel anytime soon. But I don't think they were planning on bringing it back anyway. It was a lot of the old Kirby monsters and the monsters throughout Marvel. Just didn't seem to resonate well with people for some reason. Maybe that'll change in the future. Adventure Time. If you guys don't know, the last episode of Adventure Time series aired yesterday. And they revealed a relationship that everybody kind of suspected anyway. If you don't want spoilers, you haven't seen it yet, then don't listen to this. Marceline and Princess Bubblegum have been they've been teased as a couple throughout quite a bit of Adventure Time's seasons. They in the finale they get to share a kiss after. They believe that Princess Bubblegum was killed by this evil Golb villain thing. Found out she wasn't. They got reunited and they had a little kiss. So that kind of solidified it for a lot of people. A lot of people are ecstatic over this. They've been waiting for this to be official canon for quite some time. Adventure Time has played around the edges of this relationship for a while. And now it looks like, they're going out, so might as well just make it actually happen. So good on you, Pendleton Ward and Cartoon Network, for giving the fans what they actually want and doing it in a classy way, not all in your face. So yeah, that was a good way to end Adventure Time. As Guardians of the Galaxy, a new comic book coming out. It should be out tomorrow, Wednesday, September 5th, on the shelf. It is spinning out of the Infinity War series. It's, like I said, as Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a play on words from Guardians of the Galaxy. But you have Angela, who is Thor's half-sister, along with Scourge on this team. You also have a couple of the lesser-known Thor prototypes. Not prototypes, but kind of copies. Thunderstrike, which is a direct Thor copy, and Throg, the Frog of Thunder, who is basically Frog Thor. And then you have the Destroyer from Asgard also. And that Destroyer armor, they've leaked. Here's another spoiler, guys, if you don't want the spoiler. Fast forward or don't listen to this section. Inside that Destroyer armor is a character that everybody thought was dead. It's Kid Loki. So everybody thought that Kid Loki had died way back during what was it, Fear Itself. Obviously not so, because this panel I'm seeing has him emerging from the Defender armor. And he's got some kind of secret deal made with Angela that they're not showing on these panels here. With Loki, especially Kid Loki, who knows what's going on in his head? He's just as devious as old Loki. So, as Guardians of the Galaxy number one, stay tuned, pick that up, and see if you like this new team. Wizard of Oz, the iconic ruby red slippers. There's only like three or four pairs of these slippers known to be in existence anymore that were worn by Judy Garland during filming. One pair of those were on loan to the Judy Garland Museum in her hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota. This was way back in 2005. They said they wanted to lock them up every night so that nothing would happen to them, but then the owner was a little leery about moving them around too much. They're from the 1930s, and they were not made to last. They were just made for filming, so they were kind of, you know, he didn't want it to fall apart. So he said, you know, to not move them back and forth every day to the vault. Well, sure enough, somebody did a smash and grab. They broke the plexiglass, stole the ruby slippers, and nobody was able to find them for 13 years. I mean, they FBI searched for them. These things are estimated to be worth $2 to $3 million, and he had them insured for $1 million. So there was the speculation that he did this to collect the insurance money. There was speculation that a couple kids busted it as a prank and stole them and found out what they had done was pretty serious and then just dumped them in the river or the lake. Well, they searched all over in that lake. They questioned the owner, Michael Shaw, about any possible wrongdoing and having these things stolen for insurance money, and nothing. They came to the conclusion that they just were gone. Well, obviously, 13 years later, they tracked them down because they announced the no fingerprints, no security camera. That's strange, no security camera. So anyway, they found them. The FBI has found them 13 years later. They've been missing. They are going to make an announcement later today, Tuesday, about the finding of these ruby slippers. I can't find anywhere online where it says who stole them, where they found them. I guess they're keeping all that under wraps until their little press junket so they can tell everybody, you know, the crime doesn't pay even if it takes 13 years. So good on the FBI for finding them. I hope they get returned to their owner and that whoever stole them is punished accordingly. Okay, if you're a Marvel fan and you're a Disney fan, which they're pretty much synonymous now since Disney owns them, Disney California Adventure Park is going to be getting rid of a Bugs Land, the theme park area that is themed after their movie Bugs Life. They really haven't done much with that license since it came out over 20 years ago, I believe. It was a great movie. I don't know why they haven't done more with it. It's just they let it rot on the vine. And it is right next to the new Guardians of the Galaxy attraction, Mission Breakout, there at the California Adventure. So Marvel has been doing, it's been doing pretty well for them. So they are going to get rid of the Bugs Land and turn that into a Marvel-themed area of the park. They expect that to open sometime in 2020. That's a pretty quick turnaround considering they got to tear down the one and rebuild, you know, build up a whole new Marvel edition there. They've been doing a lot of rebranding on some of the stuff there. They've rebranded it. And now we have them, instead of a rebrand, they're just completely redoing Bugs Land. It's a shame. It was a good, like I said, good movie, good story. I would like to have seen them do more with that, but for some reason or another, it just kind of slipped through the cracks. And we will be seeing the last of Bugs Land. So if you're in California, you got a little while, you can go and see it before they tear it down. Maybe even buy some memorabilia, buy some of the stuff that's hanging around there. I don't know what they're going to do with it besides just send it to the dump. I don't know. So go watch Bugs Life. A little nostalgia, over 20 years old. You'll see it still holds up. Good movie. But you're not going to have that part of the theme park in California anymore. This is a little exciting here. If you're a Judge Dredd fan, Carl Urban has he's leaked a little information about the new Mega City 1 TV series that they're working on. For if you're familiar with Judge Dredd, Mega City 1 is one of the big cities after the downfall of the civilization. When everything hits the fan, they all have big mega cities they live in with a lot of wasteland between them. Mega City 1 is one of those. They're making a television spin-off series, but it's not going to be centered around Dredd. They want to focus on some of the new recruit judges, the fresh to the force judges, but they haven't ruled out cameos, of Judge Dredd or any of the other named judges from the comics appearing. Maybe even if it goes past season one, maybe we'll get to see Judge Death. That would be completely awesome. They could CGI that up like crazy. So yeah, Mega City 1, it hasn't been picked up by a network yet. They're shopping it around, but Judge Dredd is such a popular license. I can't imagine them not getting picked up, especially if Carl Urban is attached to it in some way, shape, or form. So we will get to see Mega City 1, a lot of the new recruit judges, and maybe a couple cameos by named judges here and there. Cross your fingers, guys. Okay, we told you about the new Die Hard movie, which was going to investigate, not investigate, show you a little more of John McClane's younger life. They're not going to call it Year One. That would be a little disingenuous. So they are going to just call it McClane, his last name. They are saying it's not going to be just young McClane and how he got to where he's at. It's going to be just as much of older McClane as younger McClane. So it'll probably be a lot of flashback sequence type stuff. It's not going to be a prequel. It's kind of, I'm guessing maybe him remembering his earlier life and some of the decisions he made that got him to where he was or he is now. The Die Hard series, even if it's not critically acclaimed, but who cares what the critics think? They're not always right, and they're just, getting paid to give their opinion. We don't care what they think. We like Die Hard. So yeah, the Die Hard series has done very well. It's for with the fans. So we will get to see some of what happened with McClane in his younger life that led him up to his 60-year-old McClane now. They are releasing that in 2019 or 2020. We don't have an exact date, but we have a title, McClane. You can start following him on IMDb and probably get all the updates. Bruce Willis will be there. I don't know who's going to play the younger McClane. Doesn't matter. It's got Bruce Willis. I'll watch it. Okay, last thing I have for you, probably the coolest thing for today. Gotham is in, season five. It's going to be their last season. They are pulling out all the stops, man. They're showing you all this cool stuff of the Batman lore. We are going to get to see the Batcave, or at least the early version of the Batcave. We kind of saw the early version of the Batmobile I believe it was in end of season four, which was basically a modified Mustang. So yeah, we're getting to see the Batcave. The couple still pictures I see just has it doesn't have the fireman's poles like Batman 66. It's we've got a staircase leading down, which makes more sense than a bat pole with your name on it and with everything in the Batcave labeled as to what it is. This is more dark, it's like a cave. You're gonna go down, and they're talking about maybe even using the name Batman during the season. I don't believe they've used it yet. So we'll get to see Alfred and Bruce start putting together the Batcave as his little center of operations. So it's going to be pretty cool. I kind of am sad to see it ending in season five, but I got to think going out on top is better. They have introduced us to a lot of the iconic characters and some of the Batman lore. Like I said, at the end of season four, he kind of got a little taste of no man's land. Well, in season five, He is going full on Batman, and he's going to probably be trying to put a lot of those guys back into prison. They're talking about Gotham will also adopt Scott Snyder and James Tynion's Zero Year, which, if you haven't read that, I'm sure you can pick it up in a trade paperback. And it's kind of zero, like it says, Zero Year before he was really full on Batman. Great story. I hope Gotham adopts a lot of that and makes it just as good. The fifth season will be coming back January 2019. Fifth and final season of Gotham. We will get to see a little more related stuff though, because they're doing a spin-off with Alfred of how he met Thomas Wayne and became the butler for the Wayne family. So we'll get to see some more Batman related stuff. I'm not sure it's going to be a lot of villains in there, because Thomas Wayne didn't fight villains like his son Bruce. So we will see Batcave Season 5, Gotham. Set your DVR in January. Like I said, that was the last article I have for today. I let you guys recover from your long weekend. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Like this video. This one. Like this video. Leave us a comment. Or if you don't like video, you can go to talknerdypodcast.com and listen in your browser, or download it from there directly, or to any of the podcast platforms. We should be listed in all of them. And if we're not, let us know so we can get listed with them. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.